Saga Egmont presents Forgive and Forget by Stephanie Hart, read by Victoria Fox. Chapter 1. Gemma. I wasn't sure why the saying, the female of the species is more deadly than the male, had just come into my head. I knew I didn't have it in me to take another person's life, no matter how desperate I'd become. But I was also aware that I couldn't continue to hold on to a grudge and do nothing about it. I hadn't taken a code of silence. The resentment I felt towards Alfie Watson was festering inside and gradually eating away at me. Now that Nathan was on the road to recovery, the unjustness of our situation was at the forefront of my mind. It was the only thing I could focus on. I'd had enough of being controlled by Alfie. The ball had been in his court for far too long. The man had put us through hell over a £500 debt, which had spiraled out of control at an alarming rate. He'd forced us to become embroiled in his business to pay him back. This was no longer about the money. Since Luca's birth, our personal lives were entwined so tightly it was going to be almost impossible to untangle ourselves from the gangster's grip. If I didn't make a stand, nothing would ever change, and I would find myself involved in a custody battle that I'd never be able to win. Alfie was not going to let me cut him out of our son's life. He would insist he was part of Luca's upbringing. His name didn't appear on Luca's birth certificate, but that wouldn't stop him. Alfie was never going to sit back and allow Nathan and I to skip off into the sunset with his son. The enormity of what I was up against was giving me sleepless nights. I seemed unable to control the toxic emotions that had started flooding my mind. I tried my best to quash the feelings, but I was fighting a losing battle. The bitterness I felt would linger for the rest of my life unless I confronted it. With each day that passed, my desire to get even with Alfie hadn't dissipated. It had become an obsession. I knew the most sensible move would be to turn the other cheek, but the thought of retribution was much more appealing. Alfie's presence in our lives would disrupt the harmony, and he posed a serious threat to our future happiness. We had to find a way out of the nightmare, but it wasn't going to be easy. Alfie would never willingly let us go. Forgiveness was the last thing on my mind. Revenge was long overdue. I didn't need to question my moral compass. Alfie deserved everything he got. The time had come to deliver him a large portion of the dish that was best served cold. It would be deeply satisfying to redress the balance. The cool April drizzle misted the windscreen as Knuckles drummed his fingers on the steering wheel while we waited for the traffic lights to change. The only sound in the sleek interior of the car was the swishing of the wiper blades. The slow, repetitive motion was hypnotic and soothing. I relaxed back into the luxury leather seat and realized I was breathing in time with the rhythm. I should enjoy the peace while it lasted. This was the calm before the storm. Nathan reached across and squeezed my hand, breaking my train of thought. I turned towards my husband and smiled.
"I wasn't sure this day would ever come," Nathan said.
"That makes two of us," I replied, but thankfully, Nathan was getting better by the day. Considering what Nathan had been through, he looked incredibly well. I wasn't sure I'd ever forget the moment the doctor told me my husband would be lucky if he survived the car accident that had left him in a coma. It was etched into my memory. As I'd sat by his bedside, clutching his lifeless hand, my heart had overflowed with sadness. The days and nights that followed seemed to roll into one. It was hard to keep my feelings in check. I was an emotional wreck, and every time I briefly left my husband's side, I broke down in tears. But the meltdowns were getting me nowhere, so they had to stop. I needed to be strong. Determination was something I usually had by the bucket load, so it was time to dig deep. My resolve seemed to have evaporated into thin air, but I had to stay positive and not allow myself to lose hope despite the hopeless situation. I couldn't give up on Nathan while he still had breath left in his body, but it was exhausting waiting for him to show signs of improvement. Nathan came through his brush with death against seemingly impossible odds and gradually started to wake up.